This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Nicole Egan, who is the CEO of Darktrace.
Hi, Robert.
And we're also here with Emily Foges, who is the CEO of Luminance.
Hello. How are you? Hi.
So this is a special interview. You usually just get one, but now you get two. But there's a reason for this. All of you CEOs out there listening in, one thing you're always telling me is artificial intelligence. What is it? Do I go on the offense? Do I go on the defense? Well, you have two experts, one on cybersecurity, Nicole, and Emily is an expert on legal with artificial intelligence. So you're going to learn about two great companies, but you're also going to learn the future of artificial intelligence. So let's start off, and Nicole, tell me about what you're doing at Darktrace. This is one of the fastest growing companies. You know, you're up from, what is it, in 2014 when you became CEO, 40 people, started in 2013, now well over 600 people.
That's right. Yes, we've had tremendous growth. We, in 4 short years, have grown to 630 employees, operating across 32 global offices, and we've deployed Darktrace now in 4,000 different company networks.
Okay, Emily, Luminance, mm-hmm. You came in as CEO, also a first-time CEO, yeah.
In 2016. Yeah. So similar to Nicole, so the company was founded in 2015, and then when it became very clear that there was a product to take to market, I came in to do that, like 6 months later.
And talk about Luminance, the basic business model.
So Luminance uses artificial intelligence to automatically read contracts, so to read vast quantities of contracts, and then turn them around so that you can review them in the right order. So if you're a law firm doing due diligence for M&A, you'll have 10,000 documents in a data room. You're not going to read 10,000 documents. So how do you decide which are the most important ones to look at? What Luminance does is it reads them, it understands them, it compares them, and it pulls out where the likely risks and opportunities are so that you can look at those first.
And so I'm guessing not only does it help people with time, but it probably frees up a lot of time because there's enormous due diligence going in.
Frees up time for thinking. I mean, law firms.
What a concept.
Yeah, I know. So your clients want you to spend the time thinking. They don't want to spend the time searching. If Luminance can show you where the issues are and you spend the time thinking about what it means and analyzing it and producing your advice and considering that, that's valuable.
Okay, so let's also just mention in full disclosure the reason why you're both here.
Yep.
We have a company to thank.
Yeah, that's right. We have a common investor. It's called Invoke Capital. It's out of London. They invest primarily in disruptive technology, mainly coming out of Europe. And both of our companies are initially founded in the UK.
And those guys are only interested in technology that's really going to change the game, right? They're only interested in something that's truly fundamentally disruptive.
So why did they pick each of you, Emily? Why did they pick you with Luminance and Law?
I think they could see that actually legal technology is coming of age now. You've had e-discovery and you've had all of those kind of tools, but actually now, at the point where machine learning is really making a difference to the way that technology can develop, law firms can get a huge amount of value out of it, and it's a very important moment for that.
So how? Talk about how law firms are using AI.
A whole host of ways. So primarily for us, it has been for the first year about due diligence, and it's been about loading in the huge volume of contracts. You don't know what's in there, and Luminance is going to show you. And we've had so many really interesting stories from that. There was one law firm in Europe where we went in on day one. They uploaded their contracts into Luminance. We were with them because they were doing their training that day. And they looked at Luminance and they said, there's something really wrong here, right? There's no way that any of these contracts are governed under Azerbaijani governing law, because if they were, we would know best already. So we went in and we had a look, and there were six contracts in there that were governed under Azerbaijani governing law. Nobody knew that. The client didn't know that. The firm didn't know that. They wouldn't have found it otherwise. So it makes material difference to how you understand an organization, corporate documentation.
And what is, if any of the CEOs listening in want to go to your website, what is the website? Please spell it out, Emily.
So it's www.luminance.com, L-U-M-I-N-A-N-C-E, simple as that. And you can come and have a look at how the technology works and also request a demo. We'll come and see you.
Okay, now let's go over, Nicole. Let's talk about cybersecurity. One thing I could say is two things almost every CEO I speak with, they're scared to death of. One is digital assassination, and the other is what to do with cybersecurity. So talk about the model. What is AI really doing in cybersecurity?
Mm-hmm. So if you think about when we first started the company in 2013, the approach people were taking was to protect the perimeter, right? And so you had this whole concept of just hardening the shell of the network, next-gen firewalls. Well, what we looked at was there had been a lot of investment, but the attackers were still getting through. So we decided there needed to be a fundamental different approach to the problem. And what we did was we looked to the human body's immune system for inspiration. So we use artificial intelligence algorithms to actually analyze the inside of a company.
Wait. You're saying that you can use an analogy of the human body being like a company and create an immune system for a company.
That's right. We do that by analyzing.
I've never heard this concept.
It's radical.
Keep going.
So it actually analyzes what we call the pattern of life of every user and device connected to that company's network. It then, like the human body, understands what's normal, what's self, and what's not self. So if attackers come in from the outside, stolen someone's credentials, and starts behaving differently, we'll spot it straight away.
Okay, so does that mean, let's say I'm Robert and I'm in Joe's garage company. Now, someone's going to steal my credentials and they're going to be looking in places that I wouldn't have looked? Is that it?
That's it. They'll start behaving differently than you do.
And how does the computer understand those behavioral patterns so much better than a human can?
Well, this is where the machine learning comes in. So we have this technology called self-learning, and it literally just analyzes in real time the network connections and traffic, and it builds these models, and it pulls out 400 data features, and that's how it models the pattern. And the reality is it works in real time, and there's so much data that humans would never be able to do this.
So you are actually going to be able to capture patterns, and based on those patterns, you'll be able to identify a potential threat.
That's right. And it's much broader than other security approaches, because most security approaches analyze historical attacks thinking it's going to predict the next one.
But this is totally different.
Every threats change constantly, right? The attackers keep upping their game. So there's no way the historical threats have anything to do with future threats. And that's why this approach is so important. Similarly, I travel the world, and all of a sudden, I might come across a virus or bacteria I've never been exposed to. My body still knows what to do. It's not self. It has a precise response.
So that's the same thing that the body of the company could now do.
That's absolutely right. And so we don't need to define attacks. We don't need to come up with any rules and try to keep up with those. It automatically creates this defense.
And your website is?
It's darktrace.com, and that's DarkTrace.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Darktrace and Luminance, and two of the leading companies in AI. And later on, after the break, which we're going to take in 2 minutes, we're going to hear about the challenges and how CEOs need to look at AI. But from now, let's just have each of you give a quick snapshot of your insight as being a CEO in a technology company, about a minute each.
Okay, great. Well, I think we've grown extremely quickly. And so I think, you know, part of the challenge has been, first of all, we decided to go global because the cyber attacks were global themselves. And so I think one of the challenges was trying to figure out how to scale and go global very early on. I think the other thing is we found that we needed to grow the business quickly. And there's a shortage out there of cyber experts. So we actually were figuring out how to take this machine learning and pair it with really smart college graduates to train more people on the challenges of cyber defense. So those are probably two, is just in general, how do you go global and how do you scale quickly?
And Emily, you've about 1 minute left. Talk about your experience moving in as CEO.
So I was looking the other day at the photograph we took at our Christmas party last week, and I compared it with the photograph from the Christmas party last year, and there are like four times the number of people. So the challenge that we're with at the moment is really, you know, we're a very tight group. We can kind of see each other inside each other's brains to operate really, really in a really slick way. Actually, as we grow, and as Nicole said, scaling, we need to find different ways of operating because we're global. You know, law firms are in five continents using Luminance already just in our first year. So actually making sure that we have those very close connections amongst the team is the most important challenge right now.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum. We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear from the two experts on AI, and we're going to hear about what is really happening in AI. Should CEOs be scared, or should they be hopeful? Back in a few.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees, no stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
On the CEO Forum, and we were with the two experts of AI. Why don't you each introduce yourself?
I'm Nicole Egan, CEO of Darktrace.
And that's DarkTrace.com.
And I'm Emily Foges, CEO of Luminance.
And that's
LuminanceCE.com.
Okay, so Darktrace focuses on cybersecurity, has a unique model where it duplicates and mimics the immune system of a human. What Luminance does, it works with law firms, and it captures the reading and massive documentation to understand patterns and to allow for more time so law firms can take on more work and can isolate what the key priorities are.
That's right. It's a machine that can read and understand contracts.
So, now let's talk what is on all CEOs' minds, which is AI. We're going to first talk about the challenges of AI, and then we're going to talk about the positives of AI. Emily, you want to start us off?
So I think the challenge people think they have with AI is that it's going to be a threat to their business, and it's going to somehow take jobs away from people. I think what we're realizing now, what you're seeing now in real life, is actually AI creates opportunities. It enables people within the business to do more, therefore it gives you a competitive edge, therefore it enables you to grow. So really, I think the challenge is embracing artificial intelligence and making the best use of something that actually can really help you, rather than worrying about keeping it at bay, because everybody's going to be using this.
Okay, Emily, Nicole?
Yeah, I think that in cybersecurity, there is a massive job shortage. There's just not enough trained people out there. And so AI has to help augment human security teams. And also, you have attacks that move at machine speed. You look at something like ransomware or WannaCry, and it just moves faster than human security teams can catch up. So I think this idea of how AI can augment humans is really critical. I think another challenge, though, is how do you get people to actually trust the AI? How do you get them to understand that the AI is actually making the right decisions? And that's an area that we've spent a lot of time on, is how do you build that people-to-human AI trust?
And what have you come up with, Nicole?
A couple things. The first concern people have is they think AI is a black box. So they think that you can't actually see or understand why the decisions are being made. So we've added 3D visualization to help people overcome that, so they can actually play back an attack and see exactly what's going on. The second thing is, we found, and a great example would be, let's say you're deploying Darktrace in a hedge fund. Well, during trading hours, you don't want anything that could slow down a trade or stop a trade from happening, even a cyber attack. So one of the things we did was we actually added something called human confirmation. So if it's during trading hours, a cyber attack hits, we actually alert someone on the human security team, tell them immediately the action we'd want to take, and say, do you want to take that action now or after trading hours?
Wow, that is terrific. So on the negative side, should we be listening to what Elon Musk is saying, and to what degree?
Well, I think it's really interesting because there are two very separate fields in AI. One is called broad AI, and that's what Elon Musk was referring to, where it basically is how do you get AI to kind of act independently, can it feel emotion like people can. And
Become like human.
But you're
not in the broad AI.
We're not in that. Both Emily's company and ours is narrow AI. Narrow AI means you're solving a very specific use case, a specific problem. In our case, it's cybersecurity. And that uses entirely different types of techniques and algorithms than broad AI.
And the other big difference as well is that narrow AI works. It works and it's useful now. And you can actually see measurable results that really make a difference. Whereas broad AI is, you know, there's a lot of theory there still.
Okay, so really the focus everyone should look at is narrow AI. Could each of you give just a quick snapshot of a company you worked with, what the challenge was, and what you did, and the result? Just a quick snapshot of a case study.
Sure.
Nicole.
We were deployed recently in a casino. And what ended up happening was the attacker scanned the network and they found an internet-connected thermostat in a fish tank. They used that to actually get a foothold into the network. They started searching for the High Roller database. They found the High Roller database. They pulled it back across the network, and they were going to upload it to a cloud, stealing very valuable information. We were able to detect that in mere seconds and stop the attack from happening. Now, the reason that's interesting is no one thought to write a rule that says the fish tank shouldn't have access to the High Roller database.
Wow.
So these are types of attacks that no other type of technology without AI would be able to stop.
What happens to these people? Are they being punished or not, the people who are caught? Or you don't
well, normally, when these type of attacks happen...
Legal. They know about that.
Yeah, usually we're escorted out and the FBI is escorted in. So
you don't know.
Exactly.
Okay, Emily, quick case study.
So we've got one of the retail banks in the UK based in London, and they're having to react very fast to a change in regulations. So GDPR, data protection rules, those are coming over the horizon, and everybody is trying to frantically scramble and get a hold of all of their contracts and figure out what they say. Are they happy with them? Do they need to change them? It's an enormous job. You cannot get through it with people. So we've been working with this high street retail bank, and they're using Luminance to read all of their contracts and find all of the places where they're not compliant with the new regulation coming in. Because this is machine learning. The machine is learning very quickly what it is they're looking for, much quicker than the humans would, and they're actually measuring an 85% time saving. So even in the first couple of weeks of using Luminance, they are measuring an 85% time saving, and that's only going to get quicker because this is machine learning, so it gets better the more you use it.
So everyone listening in, think about narrow AI, and that's where you want to start focusing.
Yeah.
So now I want to ask you, a lot of people are hiring technology. And the reason they're hiring technology, every company I speak with, like I just interviewed Land O'Lakes, you're thinking butter, right? No, Chris Polosinski says, oh no, we're a technology company.
Yeah.
So almost every company you speak with is becoming a technology company in some sense. So what people want to know is, how do I hire the best, the brightest? How do I motivate them? How do I keep them? And how do I engage them? So both of you are engaging all of these great technologists. Talk about what insights you have.
Yeah, I think part of the things we find is that machine learning AI is an attractive field to get into. So actually, a lot of college graduates are very excited to learn AI.
You only have 2 minutes left, so talk quickly. And if you could mention about what women in AI in technology could do too with STEM is great.
Yeah, I mean, we're starting to see some women come onto the team now, which is really great. I mean, you know, I'm not going to lie, the majority of our technology team are guys. We now have a woman on our technology team, which I'm really excited about. And these are all people who are just, they love the maths, they love the science. You know, what they want is to be given very complicated problems to solve.
So one sentence each of what you do to hire great technology talent. Nicole, what would you say?
We actually hire folks on the technology side. They could have not just computer science degrees, but it could be electrical engineering, mechanical engineering, good problem-solving skills. On the sales side, we actually hire people who have majored in political science or history, more of the liberal arts.
So with the technology team, honestly, just give them the most exciting problems to solve, and that's all you need to worry about. And I watch my team. They're watching what Luminance does, and they're amazed by what Luminance does, and they built it. And for them, that's the dream.
Do you agree with that? Give them exciting things to work on?
Absolutely. Give them the most exciting, challenging projects, and they'll step up.
Okay, Nicole, your website again.
It's darktrace.com, DarkTrace.
Emily?
And Luminance.com is LuminaNce.
Well, a pleasure having you both on the CEO Forum. And remember, focus on narrow AI.
Thank you.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother?
Get VirtualShield.com,
the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust.
Get started today at VirtualShield.com.
Take advantage of our free 30-day trial.
VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Matt Calkin. How are you?
I'm doing great, Robert. Great to be here.
And Matt is not only one of the four founders of Appian, but he is the CEO, and this is one of the fastest growing companies that has a unique space that no one else really does like this in sophisticated software application. Talk about your model.
They call Appian a low-code platform, and by that we mean that you're able to build unique applications with very little coding, which means you do it a lot faster than you could have built software otherwise. The world is full of organizations these days that want to build their own software because they want to be different. They want to impress their clients in a new way. They want to differentiate against their competitors. They want to establish their brand identity. They've got so many reasons to be different. You have to be different in software in order to be different to the world. And so they're looking for ways to make unique software, and Appian has become the fastest way to make sophisticated, unique software.
So talk about to a CEO why this is relevant versus a CIO.
That's right. CEOs realize that advantage these days comes from the relationship you've got with your customer. Knowing the customer, having a long-term set of interactions that are knowledgeable about the customer, and impressing upon the customer the things that are unique about your value proposition. You do all that with software. You reference the data, you sustain that relationship, and you impress the customer through software, because everything's software these days. So the CEO, in order to create that relationship, is looking to make a series of unique applications and processes that are totally different from what their competitors are doing, what they used to do in the past, and they want a way to do this quickly and cheaply. Unique software is essential, but it's been too expensive in the past, and now, with Appian, we've got a proposition we can make this a lot easier. You don't need to write your next unique software application from lines of code. You can draw it like a picture on our platform.
So you're saying with the code, you don't need professional coders, but you need people who know that, but they can be actually, you could have artists, you could have business people thinking through and creating the code?
The first go should always be IT. I don't want to take that out of the hands of IT. You've got developers who understand the implications of an application. You define a fact that has wide-reaching implications, so I don't want somebody who's not a developer to do that. But if you have a developer, you accelerate them remarkably. Forrester, you know the big analyst Forrester, they did a study last year. They said, having looked at the low-code industry, of which Appian is a part and the leader, they think that the low-code industry accelerates the productivity of a developer by up to 20 times. Not 20%,
20 times?
20 times, that's right. Because it's so much faster to draw an application like a flowchart than it is to write an application like a program.
So this is making it, it's the future of apps, really.
I think it is.
And you're saying that software is everything, and CEOs look at business.
Well, software's eating the world, right? I mean, everybody's heard this. Software, everybody's a software company these days. You can't be a company, but what you're a software company. And the trick is, you don't want to be just a company. You want to be a unique company. You want to be a differentiated, advantaged company, which means you need differentiated software. So the pressure is on for CIOs on down to create a unique value proposition in their behavior through software. And everybody's writing their own software now. In fact, you go to a typical IT department today, they've got an enormous backlog, years of backlog, and the company is generating demand for new applications faster than their IT department can catch up with it. Appian's the answer to that. We're going to let the IT department blow through that backlog 20 times as fast as they've been able to so far.
So we're 20 times as fast. I am guessing that this is significantly more expensive.
No, it's less expensive, actually.
How would it be less expensive?
We're disrupting one of the most labor-intensive and disappointing parts of IT today, which is hand-coding unique applications that, after they're finished, fade into obsolescence very quickly. That's an unsatisfying behavior. It's very time-intensive. It's very person-intensive. And the thing you get is then in desperate need of maintenance as soon as you send it out. And so that's more labor after that. This is an extremely labor-intensive requirement at a moment in history when the price of software development labor has never been higher. So we have an answer to that that brings down the price. Instead of bidding up the price of software labor to incredible levels and still having a backlog, we say, let's go through that backlog 20 times as fast. Let's empower IT developers to create and change their software far faster than they ever used to be able to do. And by so doing, you're going to reduce that heavy labor cost that used to go into building any software.
Got it. So not only are you way faster, you're easier, you're able to deal with business people working in conjunction with the technology people, but it's a lot less.
Yeah.
What? Oh, go ahead.
And, you know, you mentioned business people, and I said originally that IT should always start, but I didn't want to say that business people can't be part of this. I think there's a revolution afoot for new software, and business people are going to be part of it. For
example, CEOs are always interested now in the technology.
They are absolutely interested because this is the essence of the relationship with their customer.
Mm-hmm.
IT begins by making the objects, but happens like box and Lego bricks, because once the objects are built, anybody can build a new application out of those objects. So we've got, for example, the fifth largest bank in Australia. First, they automated all of their essential processes on Appian, and then they opened up the objects to their business users, who have then created a new set of applications using those IT-created objects, because it's so easy that a business user can do it.
I've heard that you've worked actually with a very sophisticated, the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport.
Yes, we did.
Talk about what the inside story of that project was.
This is one of the world's largest airports. I think it's third by flights and top 10 by passengers, and it's one of the largest by size, too. It's as big as Manhattan. And they wanted to rewrite the way a great deal of the airport worked. They identified 40 applications that they plan to completely rewrite across the enterprise. And they wanted to do that rapidly. So they chose Appian as a platform, and they rolled out 40 GA applications in a year and a half, 18 months, transforming the way the airport works. And today, at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, you can run all 40 of those applications from a mobile device as you walk down the terminal, because no matter what device you are on or where you are in the airport, you are together. With a single logon on any device, you are operating those 40 apps simultaneously. It's brought them together, and it's allowed them to do better the thing that they were doing already, which is accelerating passengers through one of the world's favorite airports.
Tell me another example of a company you've worked with.
Okay. We're proud to have worked in many industries. Our favorite, however, is financial services. And in financial services, we have automated applications everywhere from Know Your Customer to anti-money laundering to customer onboarding. One of my very favorites, though, is one of the world's largest investment banks who recently rolled out an entirely new business unit in order to address consumer lending. And they needed to do this in a single year. They were under the gun to deliver this entire new business unit, invented from whole cloth, in a single year. And this is a firm that has a reputation for choosing internally developed applications. When they need to be unique, they go internal. But this time they chose us. And they did that because they saw that our ability to create and change and iterate on applications was unmatched. And so we were able to successfully build all the apps they needed. They went out live, and it's the beginning of a great relationship.
What is your website if someone wants to visit?
Appian.com, and that's spelled A-P-P-I-A-N.
And the name Appian, it's sort of interesting because it has the word app embedded in there, but that's not where it came from.
That is a happy coincidence. I'm an amateur historian, and I named it after the road in ancient Rome.
It's exciting. So we have about 1 minute to break, and just any advice right now to CEOs when they want to transform their company before we go on break.
That's right. Okay. My advice is, first of all, realize that you've got a choice. You do not have to write your application line by line. You can draw it. And that makes it easier to maintain and easier to unify. So the number one thing is you have a choice, and that awareness is essential. However, creating a great customer experience today is a function of knowing your customer. It's a function of bringing to bear the information you have about that customer to every touch point. And so the customer should be the center of a wheel of radial connection points. Every application should be informed by what you know about the customer. And therefore, you can create on one platform a series of applications that reference a central point of data and create a very different experience for the customer than the decentralized, non-communicative one that most consumers experience today.
So we're taking a break now. When we come back with Matt Kalkin, we're going to hear how he learned this strategy. He is an expert at creating games. Back in two.
Hi, this is John Iannuzzi, Chief Radio Engineer for the CEO Forum. A very Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays and prosperous new year to all CEO Forum listeners and affiliates of the CEO Forum. On behalf of Robert Reese and the entire CEO Forum team, thank you for listening, and here is to a wonderful and successful 2018.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
On the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Matt Calkin, who is one of the founders as well as the CEO of Appian, which is, as you've heard before, created the leadership where people can draw their own apps, right?
They draw their own apps, like
a
flowchart.
20 times quicker?
Yes.
You involve the business executives, and it actually costs less money.
It is now the world's fastest way to build unique software.
That sums up everything. And the website again is?
Appian.com. Appian.
.com. So now let's talk about how the business started. It was 1999, I believe.
Yes.
You were with MicroStrategy, the youngest manager. You had millions of dollars in options, and yet you sort of tossed that all away, and you said, hey, I'm going to start from scratch. What prompted you to do that?
People
entrepreneurs listening.
Yes, I wanted to do that because I thought I was capable of it. And in the late 90s, of course, everyone thought they were capable of doing this. There was a lot of hubris going around, but I had my share of it, and I was convinced that I could run my own software company. And then secondly, I wanted to not just make a financial contribution or a financial success. I wanted to make a cultural contribution, and I felt that I could do that better if I were running my own firm. And so I felt that additional imperative to do it.
And what was the biggest challenge that you faced in starting the company?
There is a lot more stochasticism in business than I anticipated. I figured that we just had it on rails, and I didn't realize that in a year and a half there was going to be the tech bubble burst, there would be a major recession, there would be another one in 08, 09. We've been through some tough times. We were cautious. We were self-funded. We were careful with money, but it was by no means a simple thing to get from there to here, and I think I underestimated the amount of variance and challenge.
If you had a mulligan, would you do anything different?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I would do a lot of things differently. It's been a great learning experience. I started the company when I was 26, so I had a lot to learn.
So,
still do, I'm sure.
So now you've also built this great culture where you've won a lot of the best companies to work for.
I'm very proud of the culture, and I spent a lot of time on it, and it's important to me, and I think it makes us successful. It allows for the
company. Anything unique you do?
Oh, absolutely. We argue, for one thing. We argue respectfully. We counterpose our opinions on things. Two of the four founders of Appian were champion-level debaters, like top in the country. In high school and college. And I'm not me, but...
Economics guy from Dartmouth.
Just an economics guy, that's right. So they used to stir it up and argue over things that I thought were unnecessary to be argued in the early years. And it was only over time that I came to realize what an extraordinary asset contention is inside a growing organization. This is a great way to test and improve ideas, and now I encourage it. Every time we get new employees in, I make a point of going to speak to the incoming classes and saying, please give us your opinion. You're here. You're smart. We respect you. Please give us your opinion. Disagree with people. Everyone's voice is heard here.
How do you remove the egos from that?
Well, you just have to begin with that. You have to say, we're all willing to admit that someone else's idea is better. And that starts at the top, and you have to make a point of it. When someone's idea is better than mine, I stop at nothing to publicize it. Right? I'll send out a message. I'll mention it in my quarterly speech. I'll put it out on the Appian platform. I'll make sure people know that someone else's idea was better or that someone changed my mind. That's so important for them to hear, to know that I'm listening.
And when they hear that from you, then that drives the whole culture. And
right.
I understand. In 2017, I think, when you went through... your IPO, it was like the most successful, I think, in recent memory.
We've been ranked the number one tech IPO of the year in a TechCrunch survey last month. I think that's just statistics. I think it's just how much we've gone up.
Do you feel that success? that? Do your clients feel? Does the culture feel that?
Well, I don't. I don't. And I steel myself against feeling success because I think it's a bad thing to feel. I think you have to stay hungry. I don't watch the stock closely. I don't spend a lot of time on investor relations. I try to insulate myself from that. I don't think we're a much different company now that we've gone up 100% than we were before. I think we're almost the same, and we have the same problems, and they're not reflected in the stock, and that stock rise did not reflect our successes or anything. It's not connected to the things that will eventually make the company better. So as Bill Walsh used to say, you get the fundamentals, and the score takes care of itself.
There you go. So let's now shift. You are an expert at creating board games. And you've been third place in the whole world in this, as a matter of fact. So first talk about why you got involved, what it's like to create a board game. After that, we'll talk about how you use the strategies there to grow rapidly.
You know, it's very connected. It really helps your business. I love games. I've loved them ever since.
What's your favorite
game? If I had to pick one, and I couldn't pick one of the ones that I've written, I would pick Acquire. It's a Sid Sachsen classic written in the 60s, plays in about an hour. It's about building hotel chains. It's a business game, a little bit of memorization, a little bit of strategy, and you're done quickly. It's a classic.
So, being a game creator, how does that tie into a CEO? What can a CEO learn from that?
They're almost the same skill.
And wait. It's almost the same skill?
They're so similar, absolutely. A CEO has to take a very complicated real-life scenario and boil it down to the essentials. It's a little bit like being an economist, and you know I love economics as well. You take something that is almost unfathomably complex, extract the essential mechanism by which change can occur, and then build a model that simulates what the larger system would have done. So gaming is very much like that. I take an event, a very complicated event, like the war that founded the Tokugawa shogunate in 1600 in Japan, and then I try to make a simulation out of that can play in 2-3 hours and is easy to learn. And that's just a matter of distilling all that complexity and coming up with a few elegant mechanisms. And the same thing with the building the airlines. And, you know, it's a great excuse to research something new. I'm always looking into my own business and my own market, but it's a real pleasure to look into the airline business or Japanese history.
It allows you to take anything and make it real. You could live life vicariously, but also learn how to be a better CEO.
It's a fantastic means of insight. You know, if you ever want to learn geography, just play a war game that focuses on that part of geography, and you'll never forget it. Right? Once you've fought over a mountain, you will not forget that mountain.
Why don't they teach that way at school?
Yeah, they should.
I mean, why don't you help transform education with using what you have of this unique, you know, software solution? Yes. Right? You could transform education.
We do. We do work in education. We work at the University of South Florida, for example, where every student, every administrator, every faculty member, they're all users, and they're communicating with each other in real time in a way that administrations and students usually don't connect. So, yes, we would love to do that more frequently. And I also love the idea of finding new ways to learn and to teach. I feel I am a teacher. As a CEO, you have to be a teacher. You have to explain whatever it is about your philosophy or means of working or the company's culture works so that it doesn't get diluted, but instead it becomes part of the DNA of the organization. And so you're constantly teaching.
And there you have it, Matt Culkin, the co-founder and CEO of Appian, APPIAN.com. Great having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.